Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Dia. I work as a lecturer at the Faculty of Agriculture, Alexandria University in Egypt. It's located in the north coast in Egypt. And I've been working with my team to really to study the effects of the pre-harvest stressors with different types on the yield and the quality of the post-harvest quality. Just a short background. This is my area of interest. This is called the Western Ubaria area. We have the Nile Delta around this area. And this is the west area of the Nile Delta. It's a desert, sandy desert area. This area is almost 1 million acres. And this area is responsible for most of the exports of horticulture crops from Egypt. The major products in this area are citrus, especially orange, and we have also grapes, table grapes. We have also peaches and strawberries and some vegetables. We export strawberries a lot from this area to the States, one of the major, I don't know if you know that or not. And also, but peaches we exported mainly to the UK. Beech was started in this area during the reclamation projects funded by many international organizations like IFAD starting from 1995. And beech started in 1992 in this area, was maybe almost, we produced at that time 0.1 million ton. Increased to 0.4 million ton until 1998. Then it was declined a little bit, but kept the same steady state until now. We have still have the same area. But my statistics as in 2012, in the last 3 years, we have a huge increase again in beaches because the citrus market is getting down due to many issues in Egypt. So my work is mainly to how to really, I was at that time working as the project consultant of IFAD project. Maybe I was responsible for a demo plots and extension for more than 350,000 acres in the area. And the primary area was this one, is what almost 120,000 acres. And but the secondary area, maybe 200 or more. And this was the area where we did the research. It was an experimental and extension station. And we grown many several crops. This is a subtle image. And this was the plot for the beaches. We grow like mangoes, citrus, even cactus pear. Just we would like to solve some of the problems faced by the small scale growers. We have many issues there related to irrigation and pest management. So we introduced the high density, I was introducing the high density beech system to the growers because it's very easy to can cover the whole land without need to overcrop different crops in the same block. And the idea of really using to introduce deficit irrigation strategies was not targeting only just to save water, because all what we did is just 6 weeks or 7 weeks of irrigation deficit. I don't think it will save a lot of water, and even if it saved water, it will be used by another sector. We are targeting more like pest problems, like less pruning issues, because the high density system, the problem with pruning is big. Okay, this is we trained the peaches to the Y shape. In this case, we have different training system, but this is only in what I'm presenting here is a small part of the research. We aimed in this research to study the effect of deficit irrigation strategies. I've been working a lot with deficit irrigation also for grapes, and I've been working with BRD, the partial root zone drying, versus the deficit irrigation. Deficit irrigation is actually we cut off the irrigation to apply a mild stress to achieve certain beneficial results in my mind. But the problem with usually declining the water, reducing the water, is you reduce the yield. You can have some quality, beneficial quality things, but the problem with yield for farmers is a big issue. if you just go to the farmer and say, do the first irrigation, no. So, but for the partial root zone drying, we apply the same irrigation cutoff, but we expose the roots simultaneously at the same time to irrigations and dryness. So we are, the plant will give some of the responses of related to deficit irrigation, like closer stomata, and you can maintain the water content in the plant near to the optimum. But not all fruit species and even varieties respond the same. Some varieties is not responsive to this at all. And beech is a very responsive to this. So in a short, we had like 6 irrigation treatments. We have the full irrigation control. We irrigate based on weather data, and we fine-tuned the irrigation with the volumetric water content measurements I'll show later. And we the second deficit treatment was the regulated deficit irrigation, 75% of the control, and the third 50% of the control, and the BRD the same. We added like the full irrigation, the control in one side of the tree, BRD 100, and 75% BRD and 50% BRD. The irrigation cycle in the BRD was shifted once a week. This is just a demo for the experimental area. We had like 3 blocks, 1, 2, 3, and 8 trees for each treatment. We started the experiment at the bed hardening stage, and we continued until harvest. Actually, many research said that you shouldn't work deficit irrigation in the except on the second stage of the peach growth. But we have, this is a very early maturing peach. So we said we did several experiments, but in here we did the deficit in the second and the third stage of growth. The goal again is to see the effects of reduced or deficit irrigation on yield, and also at the same time, because our focus on export is not only the yield. So we see also how is the storability of the fruit. Can this will affect how can I, the marketability of the fruit or not, whether to Europe or whether to the local market? And this is the most important question here. We used this weather station. I think Sheraton had the same one. It was presented here in the Sheraton. It's a watchdog weather station, and we put it in the research area. And also we installed the volumetric water content sensor in 20 centimeter depth and 40 centimeter. Active root zone was in 30 to 40 centimeter. And this is just to show one irrigation, 1 week of monitoring of data. These two lines in the bottom, around 5 to 6, is for the dry part in the wet, in the partial root zone drying at 20 and at 40 centimeters. This is for the wet part in the BRD, here for the 40 centimeter depth and for 20 centimeter depth. We fine-tuned the irrigation with aid of this tools. We need just to keep around the 30 to 40 centimeters, around like from 12 to 15 volumetric water content, because this was a sand soil. One of the things that growers usually, when we think of BRD, is how is this will affect the roots, the especially the fine roots. It will, this dry, too much drying cycles can reduce the viability of the roots. So we take sampling, very simple, core from the soil. We measured the length, the branching, the fresh weight, the dry weight. There was no significant difference in all treatments related to this treatments of irrigation. This is just a graph showing all the from the bud break until harvest. We started almost from end of last week of January until the middle of May, and we started the treatments for 6 to 7 weeks. This is in 2011-2012, and this is the applied water during the experimental period. We all the data of 2011 and 12 together. We did the regression analysis to see the relation between total applied irrigation water and leaf relative water content. And we can see that BRD maintained the higher leaf water relative water content than RDI treatments. One of the things, we don't have a lot of equipment back to Egypt, like fancy equipment to measure like photosynthesis and stomata conductance. So I said, okay, let's do the simple way. I take leaves at the during treatments and fix them and go for the electron microscope to see if what are the effects of the irrigation treatments on the stomata, the density of the stomata, the closure of stomata. So in this treatments, this is the BRD treatments, and this is the control and the RDI treatments. We found that BRD treatments, especially at 50%, was significantly controlled the stomata closure compared with the other treat control was 30%. The BRD was like 70 to 75%, the two treatments. This was before irrigation. After irrigation, only BRD 50%, still the stomata maintained a significant control of the stomata. So compared with the RDI strategy, RDI usually the messages like ABA maybe will not be continuously to maintain the stomata closure. Again, we did another regression between the total applied irrigation water and total fruit yield, and we found that the BRD was significantly, the yield was significantly higher with the same applied water compared with the RDI treatments. Actually, this part of the interaction, we found that at the beginning we should have been added another treatment, like an over-irrigation treatment to get a clearer trend, but this is the data we have now. Again, we have a relation between total upright irrigation water and irrigation water use efficiency, kilogram per cubic meter. We have the same trend, but again, here the significance was lower due to the curve shape. Again, we learned from this, we have to add a more treatment in the future. The effects of these treatments on yield, we found that all treatments reduced yield except for BRD 75 and BRD 50. BRD 75 maintained good yield compared to the RDI, which resulted in a reduced yield. Also, there is also one thing related to the pruning weight. We measured the pruning weight of all treatments by the end of the first season. We found that BRD 50% reduced the growth of vegetative growth, and this is good because it can allocate more food and nutrients to the fruit, as well as have a very good beneficial effect related to sunlight and high quality fruit. The quality of the fruits at harvest was not influenced in case of Minolta measurements, and firmness, TSS, acidity was not affected by all the irrigation treatments. And also the local marking simulation for storing the fruit at 20 degrees C for 1 week, we didn't find any weight loss differences between treatments. And also when we store the fruit at 0 degrees C for 3 weeks as a simulation for the export market, we have no quality changes or differences between treatments and also for weight loss. We did another electron microscope imaging of the mature green fruits to give more support to the data. We didn't find any significance for this fuzz of the trichomes at the beach fruit surface is very important to maintain the water in the fruit and to give the quality. There was no significant difference in the length of this, the fuzz, and the density, the number of the fuzz. And this will support our data. Anyway, I just want to finish it now, and thank you. Just to give time for questions.